Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. So now we bring to you Bishop Kramer. God bless you, Bishop.
Thank you, and good morning to everyone. It is a blessing and a pleasure to be here today. We're looking forward to our year-end meeting. We're excited about all the things that God is going to do. And using our theme, Moving Forward by Faith, I want to take just a few moments to share some thoughts with you that God laid on my heart. The scripture's already been read, but I want to read it one more time, just Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, is often called the chapter of the heroes of faith or the hall of faith. In it we read of all the great men of faith recorded in the scriptures. Here we learn that faith is the key to pleasing God. And I want to stop there.
You don't need another political uprising.
Greetings and good morning. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. And we bring greetings to you all. We give honor to our Ecumenical Patriarch, our Episcopal Board of Bishops, our National Ministry Leaders, and each and every one of you, our listeners today who have joined us for this broadcast. You heard in the beginning the voice of our late Bishop J.G. Kramer, who was a very staunch supporter of the UFCCM ministry, and we miss him so much, but we just wanted to honor him again, give you kind of a little recap to hear his voice once again. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. And this is Teacher Margaret Tindall coming to you by means of UFCCM Anointed Radio, and just extending a hearty welcome to all of you who are listening on your phone. You may be on our UFCCM Facebook page or on our website at ufccm.org. Blessings to you all, and we want to thank our Heavenly Father for his love, grace, and mercy toward us, and for his new mercies every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Let us now go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come before you this morning, We give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. We thank you for this day that you have allowed us to see. And we thank you for your grace and mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. And Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries, our EP, our Board of Bishops, our leaders, our ministry officials, and to all of our friends and supporters who have tuned in today to hear a word from the Lord. We ask you now, Lord, to look on our speaker, Overseer Clark. Father, you know that you have given him what to share with us today. We wait in anticipation for a fresh word from you. Lord, we ask you to look on each and every one who is listening. Look on those who are ill and those who are going through. Lord, we know the prevailing power of prayer, the effectual, fervent prayer of the saints availeth much. And Father, we leave these requests in your hands, knowing that you hear us and you see us. Father, we thank you and we ask these blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our scripture for today, 2 Chronicles 7:14, a familiar scripture. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. I love this passage. And for me, it's a daily reminder of our UFCCM annual theme, Prevailing Through the Power of Prayer. Because the scripture reminds us not only to pray, but it reminds us of the power of prayer when we go before the Lord. Prayer is powerful and it works. As we're so honored today, this morning, this afternoon, depending upon where you are, to have as our speaker Overseer Ferris Clark of the UFCCM Southwest Jurisdiction under the leadership of Southwest Jurisdictional Bishop, His Grace, Bishop Don G. Banks. Let me just tell you a little bit about Pastor Clark. We've known him for quite some time. Seeing him at conferences and hearing him speak. He received an option to do outreach along with his wife, Lady Clark, back in 2004. And it was a difficult time for them, so they did not go forth then. But Pastor Clark continued to serve faithfully before the Lord and in ministry. And 5 years later, the Lord began to impress upon him again to go forth. And in 2009, he and the late, lovely Lady Clark started Brighter Day Ministries in Monroe, Louisiana. The ministry has been going since then. And in 2015, Overseer Clark was appointed overseer of the Northeast District of Louisiana in the UFCCM Southwest Jurisdiction. He continues to serve as pastor of Brighter Day Ministries, and he is also a business owner and an entrepreneur. And we know him to be a powerful and anointed preacher and leader of God's people. And Overseer Clark will be speaking today on the topic, prayer. Don't leave home without it. What a word we're anticipating. Bless you, Overseer Clark, and good morning and welcome.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Thank God for this opportunity to be able to share with you in these few moments. First of all, thank you, Teacher Tindall, and I want to take this time, take this moment to honor our ecumenical patriarch in the person of Bishop Henry Tindall. So Mother Bishop, the Board of Bishops, and the Sacred College of Bishops, and all of the elders and leaders and affiliates in the fellowship, I thank God for all of you, and thank God for this opportunity. Of course, everyone knows that our theme is prevailing through the power of prayer. Amen. And so that is a wonderful, awesome, powerful thing I want to use as my topic today, prayer. Don't leave home without it. Praise the Lord. And I want to read from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. And it reads, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So, brothers and sisters, here in this passage of scriptures, the Apostle Paul is exhorting and encouraging the brethren on how they are to live amongst each other and on how they are to live individually. He lets them know that this is pleasing to God, he said to them. He said, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And if you were to look then in chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, you can see that in those previous verses, he said to them, he said, let no one render evil for evil, but to follow that which is good among each other. And in essence, what he's saying is no fighting and no contention with each other, but pursuing peace and to do good to each other. My brothers and my sisters, in that way, a lot of the enemies, listen to me carefully, a lot of the enemy's strategy against the brethren will be canceled or void of its power. He won't have anybody that he can use amongst the brethren with his evil tactics if we are exhorting one another, if we are, you know, not doing evil against one another, if we are loving one another. If we follow this exhortation, glory to God, then the enemy has no power, just as in Ephesians 4 and 27 it tells us, neither give place to the devil. So it's saying, don't give him a foothold. And this is a powerful way, brothers and sisters, of dealing with things from a day-to-day basis. If we were to follow 1 Thessalonians 5 and those verses. But our focus really is on verse 17, where he says, pray without ceasing. Amen. And when we think about prayer, to know that prayer is one of the most powerful weapons we have in our spiritual arsenal, if you would, that helps us to walk in victory. Prayer, it is a powerful weapon. Listen to this. Prayer is our intimate expressions and conversations with God in which we request, we get instructions, we get direction, we give thanks, and so much more that we do in prayer. It is out of prayer that we receive power and confidence to face any challenge that we may have in our Christian life or in our Christian walk from day to day. Brothers and sisters, Jesus had to pray, and we can find that in so many places when we look in the scriptures. We find how Jesus prayed. In fact, we find in Matthew 14 and 23, Jesus prayed while he was alone. He sent the people away, and he went up into a mountain, and the Bible says when evening came, he was alone. If we were to look in John 11, and right around verse number 41, Jesus prayed in public. And that's the place where he was getting ready to raise Lazarus from the dead. His Lazarus' sisters were there, Martha and Mary, and then there were other Jews there as well. So that was praying in public amongst people. And then he raised Lazarus from the dead. If we were to look in Mark chapter 8, verse number 6, we'll see that Jesus prayed before meals. Amen. And in this particular place, he prayed before he fed 4,000 people. Amen. He fed those people, and there was something left over afterwards. Amen. And then if we were to look in Mark 5 and 16, we'll find that he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Amen, amen. So we can see from those scriptures and many others that Jesus had to pray. Jesus prayed, and so shall we. We should all be praying. To do it without ceasing indicates that it should never be a time that we should not be in communication with the Father, our day, on our jobs, in the supermarket, at church, or wherever we may be. We should always be in communication with the Father. Our constant communication is a connection to power. I'm going to say that one more time. Our constant communication is a connection to power. We really need to get that. Prayer helps us to stay plugged in to the power source, and everybody knows that the power source is God. Amen. So prayer helps us to stay plugged in. In the book of Acts, chapter 12, we see that Peter was put in prison. And when we look around verse number 5, it says, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. So in essence, what it is saying is that the church was praying for Peter while he was in prison. And as the scriptures go on, we find that God sent an angel and freed Peter. Now, we don't have time to go into all the details, but that is power right there. That's the power of prayer. And we have to look at that. Now, Peter was in maximum security. In fact, the Bible says that he was sleeping between two guards, and he was chained, bound with chains. But when the church prayed for him, God sent an angel and freed him. Praise the Lord. In Acts 16, we see that Paul and Silas prison. And in verse number 25, it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing unto God. In fact, I'd like to say that they were having a praise party in prison. Praise the Lord. Amen. And in so many different situations in our life, brothers and sisters, I believe that we should pray before we do anything else, because there's power in prayer. And as we go on, we think about this, Paul and Silas in prison, and they're praying and they're singing. And the Bible says that suddenly an earthquake shook the foundations of the prison. And all of the doors flew open, and all of the bands and the chains were loosed. Amen. I need y'all to go and read that, you know, and just check it out, because that is a powerful, powerful passage of scriptures on when people come together and pray and things happen. Glory to God. That's good right there. When people come together and pray, things happen. That is the power of prayer. And my brothers and my sisters, in this passage of scriptures, it talks about how the guard thought that all of them had left when the doors were open, and he was going to kill himself. But Paul said, do yourself no harm, glory to God, for we are all here. And it's so powerful that the prisoner came to Paul and Silas and said, what must I do to be saved? Now, there the power is right there, because that guard got saved and his family got saved. Boy, that is power, some powerful stuff right there. And there is no doubt that we need power in our day-to-day walk. And one of the reasons why we really need this power is because we always got a power at work against us. We always have some type of adversity that we have to deal with. We've always got a power that's working against us. But let me encourage you not to be worried. You need not be worried because through our prayers we are covered. We are connected to a greater power, which is God. So the scripture says in 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Glory to God. If I was at church right now, I would tell you to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, we serve and we pray to the greater one. Glory to God. Amen, amen. We serve and we pray to the greater one. Glory to God. And so what I want to do now, my brothers and my sisters, I want to give you just a few benefits of prayer. Praise the Lord. And the first one is found in Philippians 4:6-7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. So that we now can see that through prayer we can get peace. Through prayer, the Lord gives us peace. Peace is so important and so valuable, my brothers and my sisters, that, listen, peace gets rid of worry.
Yes.
Peace gets rid of worry. And now you have to think about worry in its base consists of fear, doubt, and unbelief. But peace gets rid of worry, and that is the power of prayer. We receive peace to be able to prevail against our opposition.
Yes.
And I say it one more time. We get peace to be able to prevail against our opposition. And when you think about prevailing, you think about victory or being victorious. Amen.
Yes.
The
Amen.
Next one is coming from Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. So now listen, prayer gives us confidence to know that what we ask of God, he shall provide. Amen, amen. I want to say that one more time if I can. What we ask of God, he shall provide. Prayer gives us the confidence to know that. And if we believe, we shall receive. And so if we pray about it and receive it as already done, then guess what? It's already done. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I wish I was at church right now because we'd have a praise going on right now. Amen, amen. Receive that, listen, receive that you are already healed. Receive that you are already delivered. Receive that you are already free. Receive that everything is going to be all right. It's all right already. Amen, amen. The next one is James 5:16. And I must say, all of us should be able to agree with this one. All of us can agree that prayer changes things. Amen. Prayer changes things. So here's what James 5:16 reads. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. And it says, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So we can see then by this scripture, my brothers and my sisters, that prayer can affect change. And one of the things that I know is that prayer can hinder or stop altogether the work of the enemy. Amen. When we come together and pray, and so much of that is needed nowadays, that we need to come together and pray and affect change in our communities. affect change in these young people's lives. Amen. So we know that if we pray, prayer changes things. Now, that is the power of prayer. I want to take this moment now to tell you about something that happened to me just a few weeks ago. In the mornings, I have a routine that I do. I get up, or before I get up, I begin to read and meditate on the Word of God. And through that, I'm praying as well. Once I finish my reading, I get up and I begin to put on some music, some gospel music, and I exercise while I'm listening to the gospel music. In the midst of all of that, I'm study praying and I'm worshiping God. And so I went through my morning routine, and I had some business to take care of that day. And so after I got through with my morning routine, you know, I began to get myself together, went and took my shower and all of those things. And I left the house. And there's a street that comes out of my neighborhood that leads to the highway. So there's an intersection there, and there's a light there, a stoplight. And so I get to the stoplight, and the light is red, of course, when I get there. And I'm just sitting there at the light. And while I'm waiting, I'm watching the light, of course, like we all do. But I took a moment to look down in the console of my vehicle trying to get something, and it only took a few seconds. And when I looked back up, the light was already green. Now, this is a light that changes rapidly. It changes fast. So most of the time when people are at that intersection, they want to see that light because they want to go before that light change again and somebody get caught up in the middle of the highway. So the light changes. Normally what I would do is I would go across immediately, especially if I ain't got no car in front of me, because I know that people behind me want to get through that light. And I was the first car. And for some reason, I hesitated before I left, went across the highway. My light is green. But all of a sudden, two to three vehicles came passing through that intersection. And so I after they went through, then I went on across. But I thought about it. Man, I'm covered in prayer because that could have been a fatality. That could have been disaster. But I was covered in prayer because of what I did before I left home. I was praying before I left the house. And my brothers and my sisters, I thought about that, and I said, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. So now listen, let me move on because I know that my time is just about up. Romans 12:12 says this, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Prayer should never, in any sense, be stopped by us. It said continuing in prayer. So prayer should always be going forth. We should always make time for it. Prayer should not, listen to me good right here. Now this is going to sound elementary, but it is so important. Prayer should not just be for church, but it should be for life. Amen. If we are going to prevail, we must have a prayer life. And I cannot emphasize that enough. If we're going to prevail, if we're going to have power, we must have a prayer life. Because prayer keeps us plugged in. Prayer keeps us plugged in to power. Matthew 6:6. And I want to, this is the last thing that I'm going to say. Lastly, we pray, when we pray to God, he hears us. And he rewards us. God hears our prayer and he rewards us. When we take it to the Lord in prayer, when it's just you and God, and you intentionally do it a certain way, your intent is not to be interrupted or distracted. So listen to what the scripture says in Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. My God, my brothers and my sisters, we get greater results when we get away from everything else, when we turn that TV off and when we turn that radio off and when we get off that computer and when we get off our phones and when we begin to get away from everything else and pray. We have to get away from people. Amen. We get away from people unless we are praying with them, unless we are all praying together. But what we want to do is we want to get a quiet place possible and get that in that quiet place and pray, and the Lord will answer prayer. Amen. The Lord will answer prayer. Glory to God. Thank you so much for giving me this little moment to be able to share with you in the Word of God. This is Overseer Clark. Thank you for letting me share with you today. God bless all of you. Thank you so much, Teacher Tyndall.
Amen, amen. What a powerful word, Overseer Clark, of life applications for prayer. We're going to take a quick station break, and we'll be right back, everyone. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. We're back, everyone, and we're just so overwhelmed by that beautiful teaching, prayer. Don't leave home without it. And as Overseer Clark so beautifully brought out, that prayer is not just for church, but for life. And he gave such beautiful illustrations of how that is the case, that prayer is for life, and we're plugged into power. What a beautiful message today. And I'm sure that it has really enlightened us even more about our annual theme, Prevailing Through the Power of Prayer. So we encourage you, listeners, now to call in questions or your comments as you have been blessed and inspired by the lesson that Overseer Clark shared with us. Please remember, if you're listening on your phone, you must dial 1. And Bishop Haywood will bring you right in. If you're listening on Facebook or if by chance you're on the UFCCM website, you must use your phone to come into speaking to the broadcast. Remember, the call-in number is 347-850-1405, and all you need to do is to press 1. Please don't be shy. We want to hear from you. We want you to share today because your sharing may be a blessing to someone else, and I'm sure Overseer Clark would love to hear your sharing today and interact with you. So Bishop Haywood, let's open up the lines, and do we have any callers?
All right. Well, we do have 920-509. Go right ahead. 920-509. Go right ahead.
Yes, this is Deacon Hal Haywood. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can, Deacon Hal.
Okay, yes. I came on a few minutes ago and I heard some of what the gentleman was saying. I almost didn't get on because the enemy got in my head, oh, don't get on. You know how that happens to you. It could happen to anybody. But I'm glad I got on, and what I did here, it did help me because, you know, when you're going through something, and I'm going through something, and prayer, I said, man, I needed that. When I looked at what Bishop put on there, I said, get some of the inspirational vitamins from that. And I said, well, I'm going to get on. And I'm glad I got on because it did take me out of where I was. And I think Bishop Haywood and I think the person that just got finished speaking, because prayer is important in your life. And some of us get weak with prayer. Some of us say, hey, I'm not going to pray today. What good is it doing? But when you hear somebody speak and teach on it, and you learn something new from that, which I did today, I'm glad I got on. And that's what I wanted to say.
Amen. Brother Hal, Deacon Hal, we are glad that you got on too, because you got just what you needed today. Amen.
Yeah, and I almost didn't get on. It was in my head. Oh, don't call. You know, that happens. It can happen to anybody. I don't know how how much you have grown in God. It can happen to anybody. And it happened to me. It has been happening a lot lately. And I'm glad I got on today.
Amen. And you mentioned the word vitamins. You received some spiritual vitamins today, I'm sure, that will help you as you go along the way. Thank you for sharing and calling in. And by the way, you were listening to our very own UFCCM overseer, Sarah Clark, from Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay. I'm in New Orleans right now.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon Haywood. Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers?
Caller, you're at 920-251. And please tell us who you are and where you're from. Go right ahead. 920-251.
Well, I'm Sages. I'm calling out of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And I know Mr. Pastor Haywood. And I was sitting here waiting on the phone to ring for me to call y'all. And I seen a message that said, call now. And I got in the pod that when he was at that stop sign. Mm. And he came to me. I was riding my moped and he cut off and I ran into Mr. Pastor Haywood again. And I was like, man, that's a blessing because I done ran through a lot of stop signs. I ain't even take the time to look at no stop sign.
Mm.
You know, and ever since I just been had that on my mind, you know.
Mm.
You know, I should work every day. You know, but I was true to give up. You know, I'm just glad I listened to that bishop.
Yes, yes. Well, we're so glad you were able to listen, and the message is so life-changing. Prayer, don't leave home without it. And you've run through all of those stop signs by the grace of God, but I hope that it influenced you to think about the importance of prayer before you leave home.
Well, I appreciate that, though. They made me open my eyes.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And I thank you for sharing that, brother, because this is the purpose of this ministry, to open up our minds and our eyes to help us understand the Word of God and help us to understand the importance of prayer and in our lives, because as Overseer Clark said, we're plugged into power and we need to always make time for prayer. And I hope that will be your new daily routine.
Yep, it will. You know.
Praise God. Thank you so much. What is your name? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your name?
Cedric.
God bless you, Brother Cedric. We're so grateful for you calling in and listening today. Bishop Haywood, do we have anyone else?
Oh, I'm so sorry. 920-204, go right ahead.
Well, blessings, everybody, giving honor to God and to his precious son, to our EP, Mother Bishop, and to all to whom honor is due. And Teacher Tino, this was such a beautiful word on today, Fellow Overseer Clark. I really appreciated the words. I'm running back and forth to take care of my grandbaby. She's a little sick this morning. But, you know, I'm thinking about prayer and the power of prayer that is so important for us to realize as believers and knowing the authority that God has given us and what can be done through prayer. And I thought about when our son had passed away, and I prayed and prayed and was asking God, you know, to change the situation, to allow his life to continue. And God had another plan and took him home. But it's something how after that, even if I was asked to pray, the enemy would whisper in my ear, why are you praying? God doesn't hear you. Mm. And he didn't hear you when you prayed for your son. And he kept on with that and kept on with that. And I said, you know what? Immediately God started reminding me of how he answered me, which he did. You know, I prayed at the lake, and there was a huge white bird that landed in front of me as I was praying. And in lights that flickered off to the side above the clouds, God was answering. But what we have to understand is there are times, even though this is what we want, but God may have a different plan. And it doesn't mean that he doesn't hear us. The enemy, because he knows that that's our connection to God through prayer, and that it's important for us not to lose sight, not to lose hope. Because as sure as there is God, there is hope. And we hold to that, and the examples of, you know, we don't know what kind of things that lie out there that await us, that out there. We don't see everything. We don't know everything. But we serve a God that does. Yeah. And as always, you're probably talking about the light, and if he had a move like he normally would, that would have been a disastrous situation, deadly situation. And but God's hand. And all through prayer, he will lead us, he will guide us. You know, there's nothing that is done in the dark that God won't bring to light and show us and give us. So I thank God for the word, for that message. It was powerful and meaningful. And anyone listening, I know that it just brought just more understanding and power, just the understanding of the power of prayer. And not to allow the enemy to seep in there and get into your mind. So he whispers, and he whispers well, because he believes that the things that he speaks, we will receive. But we have to understand who it is that we serve. And God is more powerful. He's an awesome God. So I thank you again, my brother, my friend, overseer, that just a powerful message that you spoke on this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Bishop DeShazer, those comments were so powerful that you just shared. And we just thank you for calling in and sharing your heart about the power of prayer. And one of the things you talked about, and we don't give the enemy any credit, but an Overseer Clark talked about this too. The enemy comes to sever our connection with God. But through the power of prayer, that cord cannot be broken. So thank you for calling in. Overseer Clark, did you have any response to Bishop Haywood? Bishop DeShazer Haywood?
No, ma'am, I did not. I just would like to say that, you know, I thought about this message, and I thought about so many different things that I'm going through right now, and just having to believe God for victory. And with this theme that we have, it is just, it's hitting the nail on the head with me, because it reminds me that, you know, I will prevail through the difficulties that may be in my life right now, and I will have the victory. And, you know, when I pray with the mindset of victory. I do it like Jesus said, when ye pray, believe that ye receive, and you shall have it. And so that's what I've been doing lately. And I just thank everybody for those comments, and thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this. But that's it. That's all I have to say.
Amen. 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 You have struck a chord with our listeners today, Overseer Clark, with this message. And we're just grateful for what you've shared with us. And Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers?
Callers, we want to remind you, as Teacher Kendall instructs us, please press 1 on your phone, and then that way, you know, I will know to bring you in. There's several on there, but no hands are raised as yet, other hands rather, but there is a chat room question, and let me get to that 1 second. It says, when I pray, things get, hold on a minute, where did it go? Okay. Please ask the speaker or tell him that it seems when I pray, things get almost sometimes worse. What am I doing wrong?
Well, I think that, first of all, and going back to what I said, that Jesus said, when ye pray, believe. And I think that a lot of times we don't have answered prayers because we don't believe. The Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you're praying, you have to believe. You have to believe when you get down on your knees, and you have to believe that you receive when you got up, when you get up. I think that that has been one of the things that has hindered most believers, is that, you know, we're talking to God and we're asking and we're requesting, and but we don't even believe in the prayers that we pray sometimes. And that's something that you have to do. You have to believe. You have to know that God hears you and that God will answer prayer. There are a lot of times when God says something to us and it don't look like what he said. Well, that's where faith has to kick in. You have to believe. You have to have total confidence in that God's going to do what he say he's going to do. That's all I got to say about that.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, we do. All right. Look like the person is typing back. It's a little slow. Once the whole thing gets, I'm sorry. Here it is right here. I believe, excuse me 1 second, that the typing on here is a little, the writing's a little small. I do believe, but it just seems like it gets worse when I pray. And so I think I'm doing something wrong. That was just kind of the response, I guess, from, you know, your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah. Prayer is
so,
prayer
just
is
so you know, Overseer Tendo, I mean, Overseer Clark, just so you know, there's a chat box in here, and so typing comes through, and then I'm reading it, so it's not really that fluid. So, you know, and sometimes when people text things, you know how it goes, you know. It's left up to the interpretation of how you're reading it.
Yes, sir.
So I think they're just saying that, you know, they're praying, they believe, but it gets worse, and you know, and they're saying that they just think they're doing something wrong, and
right.
they didn't ask what should I do, but I guess I'll just say, what should they do?
Well, obviously, you don't want to stop praying.
Right.
Prayer works. Prayer is the right thing to do. But many times when God says something to us or when we do things in the Lord, you know, it doesn't necessarily always look like what God said. But like I said, that's where you have to have faith. Mm-hmm. And to say I believe is not just our intellect, but you have to believe from within. Mm-hmm. And you have to take, you, for one thing, you have to, you know, begin to look at the Word of God and see what God says in His Word. And you have to take God's word as your truth. There are two kind of truths. There's the world's truth, and then there's the word truth or God's truth. And that's what your faith has to really be in. It has to be in the Word of God. That's where you get it from. And if you would, if you know, I understand that it seems like it's getting worse, but that's only what it seems like. Believe what God says. Believe in God, and just be patient. Bible says you have need of patience. And after you've done the will of God, praying is the will of God. After you've done the will of God, you shall receive. Amen. So that would be my reply to that.
Yes. And I agree with you, Overseer Clark. And the other thing, too, the enemy is so subtle, and well, not subtle always, but so shrewd. And I saw examples in my own life where I have prayed about things and it seemed that they got worse, but you learn that, as you said, it's not what it seems like. You have to wait on the Lord and don't stop praying, because these things come about, and the objective is to get you to give up on praying to God and give up and sever that connection that you have to communicate with God. Never stop praying. Never give up. Pray without ceasing and wait on God. And in due time, you will see the result of your prayer.
Amen.
Do we have anyone else, Bishop Haywood, or is that it?
No, the person is just saying that I, okay, and thank you, and I'm going to try more. We do have our EP and our Mother Bishop that are on here as well. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop Haywood and Teacher Tindall, and, of course, to our speaker, Overseer Clark. Excuse me, I was kind of waiting to hear what everyone else was saying, but I thank God. This was such a powerful message, Overseer Clark, and I was trying to write down some things and trying to multitask on a Saturday, listening also to a homegoing service, but kind of back and forth. But I thank God for hearing the entirety of the message. Now, I was only able to jot down a few things, but I'm trusting that Teacher Tindall, as she always does, jot things down so I will be able to get some of those wonderful, wonderful tidbits that I know that she has captured. But there was one of the many things that she said that really just kind of struck a chord with me. When you made the statement, our constant communication is our connection to power. I said, wow, that's so important, because if we don't have that constant connection, that constant prayer with God, then that's when, if we only come to Him in those times of need or only talk to God when we want something, then we will not necessarily know how to approach the Father. There's a way. There's a protocol. There's a guideline, whatever you want to call it, how we are to approach the throne of grace. And Jesus gave us that model. It was a guideline. It was an outline of how we are to come. And I thank God, because when we stay in constant communication with God, the Holy Spirit will reveal to us before we start begging for things. And I hate to say it that way, but we must first glorify Him. We must first magnify Him.
we must first be thankful and grateful. And when we move to that part of our praying, oftentimes the things that we bring before the Lord that we may feel that they're in a state of urgency, that when we get finished with all the praising and the magnifying and just loving on God, things don't seem quite as bad. And I can say that for personal experience. But sometimes I think we do not have that constant, and I like the fact that you said constant. So that means without any gap, without any drop, or anything like that. And I like the fact that you were telling us that when you were getting up in the morning, that's the first thing you were doing. When you were doing your exercise, whether it was on the bike or whatever, you were still in a state of prayer and magnifying God. To me, that is so important as Christians, because if we don't fill our minds with communication with God, the enemy is right there, and I think all of us can attest to that. He is right there to fill our minds with doubt, fill our minds with division, fill our minds with hate, fill our minds with jealousy. The list can go on and on. So there's a reason why we are to prevail in prayer, because the mind, I used to hear the old people say years ago, the mind was like the battlefield for the enemy. If he can get into your mind and start working, then he can make you do whatever it is that you say you weren't going to do. So I just want to stop. I'm looking at the clock at the same time. But Overseer Clark, that was a powerful, powerful, powerful word. I'm telling you, you really stirred my heart. I was like, wow, Overseer, he really brought such a deep, deep word. And I would like to encourage those to, if you didn't hear it in its entirety, then go back to the archives, because I certainly am. And listen to this powerful message, because it was so uplifting, so encouraging. And for the person that was saying about praying, and sometimes it seems like things get worse, sometimes it does. I'll be honest with you. When we think and look in the Word of God, and Overseer Clark said this early on, the Word of God is our guide. Look at how Daniel prayed, and he prayed, and he prayed, and he prayed. But he said the answer to his prayer was intercepted. God heard him, boom, immediately. But the enemy is there, and that is done to discourage us and to really try to daunt our faith.
Yeah.
But as Overseer Clark said, and I believe Keisha Tindall just said, we have got to continue to prevail in prayer. And that means when it seems like things are getting worse and everything then turned against us, you still keep on praying, keep trusting and believing God. Because sometimes things don't, and as and teacher just said it, and I'm going to stop, sometimes the answer that is has come, and it may come in a way that you don't realize that that is the answer. So I'll leave that alone, Sister Teacher, because sometimes when we pray, we think that God is always going to say yes, and he does not always say yes. But I will stop. I'm telling you, Overseer, you stirred me up. You stirred me up, and I thank God for the message that came forth. Continue to preach the word as you did today, and as long as there are men and women in the kingdom that bring forth words like this, the church will never die.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. Overseer, you have really stirred us up today. You have
praise God.
Powerful. Bishop Haywood, do we have anyone else?
Yes, we have 920-344. Go ahead with your question, comment. Let us know who you are and where you're from.
This is Reverend Deacon Tequila, and I am from Beaver Dam. Blessings to EP and all those in the UFCCM and Overseer Clark. My comment today is that the message was very powerful about the power of prayer. It is very important to stay plugged in to it due to the fact that it's almost like, you know, like having your lamp plugged in, like having your electric devices, your cell phone plugged in, you know, your computers, you know, that source, your water, you know, when you have a glitch in that power source, when you have a weakness, when you're sick, you know, God is our power source. He recharges us. And so when we, no matter what that is, you know, our connection to him, he recharges us no matter what. So the enemy always uses that, you know, when especially when we're sick. So it's just like when you're in a fight, the enemy will look at you and he's going to strike you wherever he can find that weakness at. But see, God is so good that he will protect us right when we're down. He would cover us right when we need, where we're needed at, you know. So it's good to stay plugged in. It's good to stay connected to our Father who protects us no matter where we at, what situation we're in, you know. If we believe that he's going to do it no matter what, no matter what the outcome. See, that's the thing. No matter what the outcome, no matter how it's going to look, no matter how it's going to turn out, you know, if it's his will, that's the thing. I've heard it said before. Do we believe if it's his will? That's where we get it twisted at. If it's his will, you know, we got to know that if it's going to turn out this way or that way, it's in his hands. We got to follow his will. Are we following his will or our will?
Amen.
We got to let this happen. But no matter what, we got to stay in prayer. We still got to walk in his way. We still got to go in his way. We still got to talk to him. We still got to go in his way. So prayer is very powerful to talk to him. And then the thing is with prayer, we got to leave it there. We just can't be talking about it and talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. How is it going to happen? If we keep talking about it, we got to talk. We got to let it go. Just let that thing go. Leave it there. Because we got to know that God is going to work it out. He's going to turn it around. If he's going to work it, let him work it.
Yes.
You don't plant a seed in the ground and expect it to grow and then go looking at that plant and say grow and go grow, 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 grow. No, you plant the seed and you keep watering and you keep nurturing it, and then you let the plant grow.
Yeah.
So that's what God is doing.
Amen.
So prayer is very powerful.
Yeah.
To talk to your Father. Talk to him. And that's all I have to say. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Tequila. And you talked about the will, and so important. And I know Elder Overseer Clark probably mentioned this too. We must pray God's will, not our will. That's so important that we pray according to God's will and put our will secondary, but our prayer should be God's will be done. And there's so many things about prayer. We're doing some seminars and the conference about prayer, but there's so much about prayer. We could spend a whole year broadcast just teaching about prayer. But we just thank you for your comments and your observations. And Bishop Haywood, do we have anyone else before we go?
It doesn't look like we have anyone else that has actually, that has pressed one. This is your last, well, I shouldn't say your last opportunity, but this will be the final opportunity for today if you'd like to go right ahead and press one right now. Until somebody does that, Overseer Clark, I would like to ask you this particular question that I think I hear as a running theme, you know, all the time. And how do I pray? You know, I've had people, you know, I've given people different instructions on what that means and, you know, how they should do it. But I'm just going to ask you the question, you know, if you, you know, how do you pray?
You think about what prayer is. Prayer is talking to God. And sometimes we can try to have a certain formula when we're praying and asking God things. But to be honest with you, I don't necessarily believe that God is looking for us to have a certain type of formula when we come to him to pray. I think that we must come to him in reverence. We must come to him in belief, you know, because Jesus said, when you pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So, you know, we were going to come to him in reverence. We're going to come to him believing that which we are praying, that God hears us and God is able, you know. And I don't, that's basically kind of how I look at it, but I don't have a particular formula that I teach or that I use in essence to prayer. I think that if you're going to pray, you got to believe. I believe that if you come to God, you must believe and you must reverence him for who he is. And that's kind of how I approach it.
You know, Teacher Tindall, with Overseer Clark, you know, saying that, you know, I'm reminded, you know, of Mother Bishop when she says he does answer prayer, you know, yes, you know, not now or no, those are all answers, and
yeah.
So I heard Mother Bishop, you know, when she was saying that, and then of course, you know, with we call a Reverend Deacon. Tequila, and of course, you know, Bishop Bev, you know, as they commented, you know, as well, you know, kind of the running theme, and even the person that I don't have it up anymore, the chat, but even the person that was, you know, kind of struggling, it seems, and asking the question about how to pray and. Or no, that it gets worse, you know. And I don't know who said it, but it, you know, somebody seems, I don't know if it was you or someone said it seemed like it gets worse, you know. But you know, we have to kind of just wait and see what God's will is. I think that's what it is, you know. But in any event, there are no other hands up. There are other. It seems like there's some folks that just, you know, just chimed on that I didn't see before. You have a final opportunity of the day if you want to press one. I'm not going to hijack you and bring you on. Sometimes, you know, I will do that. But Teacher Tindall, that is all. That is nothing else. Overseer Clark, you know, I'm just going to echo what everyone else is saying, that, you know, that was a true blessing. And then the wisdom and how you disseminated this message,
yeah.
You know, for the laity. You know, and we know that this is a lady outreach, and so it's out. The broadcast is reaching out to those in the ministry, in the church, to give those spiritual vitamins. You know,
yes.
Our daily one. Yes.
Amen. 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 Thank you for those comments, Bishop Haywood, and I echo them. And Overseer Clark, we just are so grateful for you, for the lesson that you taught, and so rich in Scripture, the Word of God. Breaking it down and expounding it as it relates to prayer. And we again thank you and appreciate you so much. And we're hoping to see you at the conference. I just want to remind everyone that our UFCCM annual conference is almost here, 11 days from now. We will be convening in Pasadena, Maryland for our 19th annual conference hosted by Headquarters Jurisdiction, under the leadership of Her Grace,
Bishop Shirley A. Tindall. We are looking for a spiritual explosion. We are looking for a powerful move of God. We're looking to hear from our EP, which is annual message. We're going to hear some anointed preachers and speakers, seminars, free meetings, youth activities, and hearing our annual conference choir. And we will also be having a memorial service for our very own, the late Bishop J.G. Kramer, who we sorely miss, but we know that he is at home with the Lord. So we're looking for this conference and can hardly wait to see you all. I also want to remind you, our next broadcast will be on Saturday, July the 8th. We'll be sending out information about that near the time. Our 24-hour prayer meeting, we want you to keep that in mind, and I'm sure the EP and Mother Bishop will be sending out information for the June prayer meeting. And other than that, I just want to, as usual, give thanks to our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Tindall, the USCCM Episcopal Board of Bishops, and all of you, our listeners, for your ongoing support of this broadcast, and, of course, Bishop Haywood, who serves as our program director. And on that note, we are going to close with our closing prayer, and I'm going to ask Bishop Haywood if he would close us out in prayer. And we are looking forward to seeing everybody on June the 21st in Pasadena, Maryland. God bless you all. Bless you, Bishop Haywood.
Amen. Father, we thank you and we praise you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet going to do. We thank you, Lord God, for this particular most relevant broadcast today, talking about prayer, the importance, Lord God, the overall theme of the UFCCM prevailing through the power of prayer. And so we thank you, God, that we shall prevail. And as others have already said, Lord God, we know, God, that sometimes it doesn't seem like the prayers are being answered. But, God, we know, Lord God, as we continue, Lord God, to press through, Lord, and as our overseer said, there's no, maybe, you know, for some there's a formula, but there really is no formula, just talking to you from our heart. So, God, we speak to you from the fabric and fiber of our being right now, Lord God, petitioning, Lord God, that all things, Lord, will be settled, Lord God, moving into this conference. Touch this speaker, Lord, today. Touch, God, our host, Lord God, and this vessel of God, Lord God, who has been so faithful, Lord God, to bring these broadcasts to you. Touch her, Lord God, and continue to give her the strength, Lord, and the encouragement to move forward even like never before. So even in the midst of everything that's going on, even in the environment, Lord God, we know, Father, that in that area where the conference is going to be, Lord God, that there are some environmental things that are happening in the air. Father, we pray, God, that it shall dissipate, Lord God, and it shall not hinder or affect our arrivals, Lord, there, Lord, for this conference. So we thank you even now for our EP, for our Mother Bishop, and all the Board of Bishops. Lord God, give us the strength, the planners, and the each and every one, God, that has been on the committee. Touch, Father, right now, those that are still trying to make their plans, Lord, to be at the conference and just don't know how they're going to get there. Lord, Father, make a way. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we stand on the neck of the enemy, for he is a defeated foe. We thank you right now in the holy, the mighty, and the matchless name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. We love you all and looking forward to see you in the conference. God bless you. Bye.
In Jesus Christ. We're saying that there's salvation and deliverance in Jesus Christ. That all your needs are met in Jesus Christ if you know him as your Lord and Savior. But remember that first phrase, but without faith it is impossible to please God. But the Bible gives us a hope there that says every man has been given a measure or the measure of faith. You have within you, by the power of God himself, the faith to reach out to him, to invite.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.